Welcome to the March edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Launching the society forward as spring arrives, AES President Jan Abelgaard Pedersen opens this month's issue with a message in which he trumpets the all-time high in membership and promises to extend the society's reach and relevance in the audio industry. Pedersen notes the appointment of Bob Moses as executive director and warmly thanks Roger Furness, now deputy director, for his successful leadership over the past 17 years. Towards the latter part of 2011, Nathan Brock chaired an international conference for the Audio Engineering Society in San Diego, dedicated to the topic of audio networking. With over 65 attendees participating in the technical program, the conference was a great success, including live demonstrations of networked performances between musicians in widely disparate parts of the world. Papers chair Chris Chaffee played his cello in San Diego together with Pauline Oliveros in Houston, for example, and John Mark Harris in San Diego accompanied a flutist based in Japan. Read all about the 44th conference in this month's issue. Speaking of audio networks, Niyasha Chigwamba and his colleagues present a research paper in this issue dealing with parameter relationships in high-speed audio networks. Based with Richard Foss's team at Rhodes University in South Africa and Universal Media Access Networks in Germany, the authors discuss a means of centralizing remote control and monitoring when related audio control parameters are distributed across many networked devices. The XFN protocol is proposed as an enabler for this type of management, and a comprehensive grouping theory is presented. There follow three papers that extend the special issue on perceptual quality of systems begun the previous issue. Alexander Rake and his fellow researchers help us understand how to talk about speech and audio quality with speech and audio people. By this, they mean that the two fields of speech and audio quality typically use different quality assessment methods, but that there may be a way of converting results between them. This is particularly relevant because many systems now handle both types of audio content, so the distinction between the fields is increasingly less relevant. Nicolas Cote and numerous collaborators give us DIAL, a new speech quality prediction model that provides diagnostic information in both narrowband and super wideband contexts. The new model is intrusive in that it requires access to the original audio signal for comparison, and it helpfully separates quality ratings into four dimensions rather than conflating them all into a single overall score. The E model is a quality of experience model that aims to predict speech quality all the way from mouth to ear, including the effects of network interference and other performance issues. Sebastian Moeller and his colleagues show how it can be extended with additional parameters to describe the effect of imperfect noise reduction and echo cancellation. Preparing the ground for a forthcoming AES International Conference on the topic, planned for 2013, Francis Rumsey reviews research in sound field control presented at the 131st Convention in this month's feature. Increasingly sophisticated analysis, modeling, and simulation tools enable sound fields to be taken apart and put back together again in a modified form. They enable detailed control over the local acoustical environment, including aspects of its spatial characteristics and perceived qualities. This has a range of possible applications, such as the enhancement of natural sounds, spatial manipulation, personalized sound zones, and systems that can adapt to their environments. The Standards Committee calls for comments on various audio metadata projects in this month's Standards News, and you can also catch up on the latest products and developments, including new microphones from Mojave and updated wireless systems from AKG. In Section News, we learn about the visit of a guitar wizard to Ontario, along with natural sound field recording in Japan, among many other activities from AES chapters around the world. That's it for this month. Hurry along to the AES website, where members can download their copy of the March Journal, and join us again in a month's time for another packed edition. for the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.